As Coldplay, a sky full of stars, a man who has seen his fair share of skies full of stars is on the line now because he is a guard and he is stationed in Connemara. So I'd say on a clear night, it's looking absolutely beautiful as it is on a beautiful day as well. Garda, Eric Carney is with us, stationed in Connemara. Hello, Garda Carney, how are you?
How are yourself?
Very good, thank you very much. So listen, tell us, you just started your shift the other night, last week, was it?
That's right.
And then tell us, you came across this couple who were in a bit of bother.
Well, I was on the way to work.
Yeah?
And I was passing...
You were still in your civvies, were you?
No, I was...
You were fully uniformed?
I was in my civvies, sorry, yeah, sorry. Just seen a car outside Letter Freck air station, which I knew there was no one working at the time, and I thought it was a bit strange.
Right.
So I turned around, just came back, and the father just said, "My wife's in labour." And I was like, "Oh no, what do we do here, if anything?"
Why did I turn around? No, you didn't.
Exactly.
But so basically, as the detective instinct came out in you, where you kind of said,
Hang on a second.
That guard station is unmanned, so there shouldn't be anybody outside there. So obviously there's something unusual going on. So you met Peter Gannon and his wife Kelly, yeah?
That's right, yeah. And Peter informed me that she was in labour. I just told him, okay, you go back to her and I'll see what I can do on our end. Yeah. So kind of making a few phone calls, see where the ambulance was and that. Yeah, but unfortunately the ambulance was 50 minutes away.
Oh God, yeah.
So that's when Peter kind of started shouting for help, and all I could do was grab whatever I had in the car. I had towels in the car and stuff, just grabbed him and run over, and the ambulance control had been on the phone to him, kind of trying to guide him through. But this is kind of Connemara now, and the wind can be, you know, you can't hear anything sometimes on the phone. So basically I pulled the phone off him, and he's telling him what to do exactly.
Yeah.
And basically she'd give birth there in the pasture seat of the car.
A little baby Cara, who is doing very well. And it's all covered in the Irish Independence Day. And would this be the sort of thing that you would get in training at some stage?
No, definitely not this, no. Only the fact that I have four of my own, so...
Oh, you've got your four of your own, so you've been there.
Yeah,
you kind of have the instruction manual in your head, basically, as to
exactly,
what to
do.
Yeah. So you took a lace from the Peter's shoe to tie around the baby's umbilical cord. Wow.
It was Peter himself that tied it, no.
Yeah. I know, but that's ingenious stuff altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness now, the lady in the command of ambulance control, she was talking us through it all, too.
And then Kelly's sister-in-law, Nolene, arrived with fresh towels as well. So it all was a real community effort down there.
That's Connemara, really, for you.
That's it.
Connemara in one word.
Tell you, I was down there, I think it was last July, and it is absolutely stunning around there. And we did drive down to Letter Frack as well and all around that area.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I'd recommend it when we're all allowed to travel again.
Oh, yes, definitely. It is a lovely part of the country.
Very good. And how long are you stationed there now, Eric?
I'm actually only a year there now. I was in Galway City before that, and I came out there to Clifton then.
And where are you from originally? Are you from Galway?
I'm a Mayo man.
A Mayo man? Right, very good. Because they were on their way to Mayo General Hospital in Castlebar, weren't they?
That's right,
apparently. They had to stop, yeah.
That side of Connemara go to Castlebar, and the other side go to Galway.
So they got the next best thing, a Mayo man to help them out.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, congratulations, Eric, and thank you very much. Keep up the great work. Cheers.
No bother at all.
Garda, Eric Carney there. Thanks a million. Bye-bye, cheers.